us again today. Happy Thursday. Hey. All day it's been Thursday. Kind of different than yesterday's Thursday.
Yeah.
Today is the real one. What a beautiful day.
Grant got a real nice day to be at the Twins game with, was it Bids for Kids today?
Yeah, and his are 1 o'clock starts, you know, so lucky him. What a perfect day.
Yeah, Ellie, thanks for being here today.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
It's always a joy.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, obviously, with you ladies, and especially every opportunity I get to share the studio with you while you're still here. It's a blessing for me.
Thank you.
Thank you for reading that perfectly off the card we gave you to read.
Right.
That was perfect. You acted like, no nonsense. They told me to say this. I love it. We've got some fun guests today, a guest in an interesting book, and we've got us.
Yeah. I gotta share with you something that Anastasia Midnight tweeted us yesterday afternoon.
What a name.
I know. Was trying to remember a phrase the other day. Was yesterday the day we sort of talked about Shakespeare?
The day before.
Okay.
With Rocco. Yeah,
Tuesday. Was trying to remember a phrase the other day. My something for something. This may shock you, but the interwebs were unhelpful. Then lo and behold, listening to Lori and Julia yesterday, and Julia says, my kingdom for a horse. That's it. What am I going to do without y'all?
Oh, that's a famous Shakespearean quote that no one knows.
Julia, people do know that one. You knew that one.
I did know that one. And Shakespeare is not the same as Dickens, too.
Yes, that was a big epiphany.
Sometimes you think about it.
Well, they're both English.
They are.
Literature with big tomes.
They did.
You know, they could be the same. I don't know.
All right. So I got to tell you about a hallway encounter I had today.
Please do.
Okay. I for some reason, the last maybe month, I've run into Des from KS95.
I love Des.
And she's on in the morning. We're in the afternoon. Yes. We hardly ever see each other. But for whatever reason, it's like the third or fourth time. And she's like, hey, what are you doing? And I said, I'm staging the packing. I'm trying to figure out for the New Orleans Jazz Fest. I'm going to see the Rolling Stones next week. And she stops and she goes, that's my favorite number one band. And I said, that's everybody's favorite number. She said, but I am a hardcore fan. I am just sick that they're not coming here because they're only like going to 15 cities.
Right.
So we just sat and waxed nostalgic about Mick Jagger and his mesh shirts and how when you're a rock and roll person, you never have to retire. You just have a tour. And then
if you can
hang
save your voice.
Yeah. You know, you can just keep going and going. Yes. And then she's like, oh, I'm thinking about my husband and I are maybe going to another city to see him. So what? Come get in.
You're overlooking me on Twitter.
I'm overlooking Julia. And the Rolling Stones released their opening acts for this tour, which is a relatively, it's like 15 cities.
Yeah, like 2 months, isn't it? It's short.
And both of my sisters, who've never seen the Stones before, are going to see them in Seattle.
They've never, that's going to be so fun for them.
And, here's like the Pretty Reckless, which is Taylor Momsen's band. And we know Taylor from Gossip Girl.
Yes, we do. She
played
the
little sister.
Yes.
That band is so good.
I've seen them
live twice. They're
really
fantastic. Yes, I've met her because I was working one of the festivals I saw her at. She's lovely. They're so good.
And where's that going to be at?
Vegas, May 11th. So Taylor Momsen, you know, tweets how excited she is at the Pretty Reckless. And they're really doing just different acts each night. They're not taking someone on the road. Like when they were here a couple of years ago, the Black Pumas open. The Lindas get one of the LA dates, July 13th.
Now, I always feel like they're from here because anytime... You just always talk about the Linda Lindas.
I love the Linda Lindas.
But they've been here a lot through the Twin Cities.
I saw them at First Avenue, I think a couple years ago. Gary Clark Jr., he's a Houston native, I believe. He's doing the Houston show. Betty LaVette, longtime Dakota veteran, soulful singer from Detroit, is doing one of the shows in Chicago.
Betty
LaVette.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing. Lainey Wilson is doing the other Chicago show because they're doing two. And Joe Bonamassa is doing the Seattle show that my sisters are at. So I told both of them, you better
listen to Joe Bonamassa.
Just get a little excited. And
I don't know who he is.
And the Rolling Stones, I like that they give the instruction. And of course, for New Orleans, nobody's opening for them. There's
1,700 acts.
Yeah, the whole festival is opening for the Rolling Stones. But they don't have the opening act play overly long. I think they tell them 7 or 8 songs, something like that. That's it. Because they know... Everyone.
They're the main act. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, yeah. You lose interest.
But I like this eclectic lineup of people that are opening for them. And it's young and old and established and country and
Do you think this
punky.
Is just their kind of East Coast? Because it's Chicago all the way Houston. It's the West Coast. There's no New York. There's no New England.
Oh, yeah. They've got a couple of dates. I just didn't highlight those because there's like, I didn't want to go through all 15 acts with you,
Maybe
Julia.
We could go out on an abbreviated tour for like a week.
Amazing.
In a year.
Amazing.
I know.
Wouldn't and they've always done this. The Rolling Stones.
They have. We know Prince opened for them once.
On a West Coast leg. Yep. Mm-hmm. Lamont Cranston opened here in 82.
Very cool.
At the St. Paul Civic Center, as it was called then.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And if you knew a Sims person, you could go in and outdoor.
Right.
Back when no one,
So I was kind of excited. And Des was like, you've got me all excited. I got to look and see if there's anywhere we can go. Because...
That'd
you know,
be
they
fun.
Got the kids to take a trip.
Where are they going to be in Vegas?
They're playing at the Allegiant or Allianz, whatever that stadium
is.
Oh,
they're playing at the big football stadium. Yeah. Oh, Allegiant? Okay.
Yes, Allegiant. Everywhere is a stadium except the New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Okay.
And they are only doing that because they were going to play it in 2020. Mick had something with his heart.
We remember.
And
I feel like everyone who listens to our show, if you're a devotee, you know every time Laurie saw the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I love them so much. And a week from today, I'll be in New Orleans. Positioning Casey in a key spot in our VIP area because the Stones go on at 5.
On Thursday night, a week from today.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
Mm-mm.
All music is done by 7 at the Jazz Fest.
I'm just curious, what's the outfit going to be? Because the weather will be warm down there.
I just looked.
What is the weather going to be? Because I'm wondering, what is the exact Rolling Stones outfit?
Well, I've got a glittery rock and roll t-shirt to wear, and the sleeves are sequin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and which it's going to be 85.
Is next. That too hot?
That is perfection.
No, I mean for your glittery.
No, because it's short sleeve.
Oh, it's short sleeve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And a skirt and festival shoes that somewhat protect my toes. So, you know, anyway, but yeah, beautiful weather, 84, 85.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So
I like it.
Anyway, and the Jazz Fest opened today because it's always the last weekend in April and the first weekend in May.
How fun.
Yeah.
Laurie, you're going to have fun. We're going to have stories, I'm sure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, really, truly, one of the funniest women in the world was on last night with Jimmy Kimmel sitting on the couch. And boy, she's still very funny. We'll be right back. It's Laurie and Julia.
Laurie and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Laurie and I, together, we've been through 3 divorces. And we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step 1 is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce, and you want someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Anne and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you. So Carol Burnett, who you want to do a campaign to get on Saturday Night Live, but you've done nothing with it.
No, I haven't. I've just proclaimed that
you've
I can't.
Out loud.
She should be a host, and Cher could be the musical guest, and they could just take over all the skits.
And so Molly, our friend in PR, said you should get a hold of Al Franken because he would probably know the SNL people.
Probably.
So that would be work.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing that out there to you.
Yeah. Anyway, I love Carol Burnett. Who doesn't love Carol Burnett? And she stopped by Kimmel last night because, first of all, she's in Paul Morial, which is coming up on the finale.
So good. The finale, I think, is this week. I don't know what night of the week it's on.
Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, right, so it might have dropped, but it's an 8-episode thing, and she's just absolutely fantastic in it. And she's never repeats any of her stories, and she's going to be 91 on Friday. So she comes out, she compliments Jimmy on what a great job he does as the host of the Oscars. They have a little minute, and then he says something about, I saw you and Kelly and Mark. And you express you've like moved on from Clint Eastwood to Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
so he's
got
a surprise for her.
I saw you on Kelly and Mark.
Yes.
And you were talking about things that you want to do. And one of the things you said you wanted to do was Bradley Cooper.
Well, you know, my birthday is Friday. Mm-hmm.
We did reach out to Bradley, and, well, he sent this.
What?
Hello, Carol Burnett. It's Bradley Cooper. I just wanted to wish you a very happy 91st birthday. I've been such a massive fan of yours ever since I was a kid, watched your show religiously, and it's a thrill to leave you this message. I hope to meet you one day and maybe even work together. I hope you have a great day. See you.
Oh, my God.
Is hysterical.
It's not sex, but
that.
It's a step in that direction.
What we find out, though, is he is on this vacation with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and Gigi Hadid. He looks stunning. His piercing blue eyes.
Yeah.
They look like the ocean.
Didn't he?
I mean, he was tan.
Well, they were reflected by Caramel by the Sea. Caramel by the Sea. I'm never going to get over that.
I know, Ellie.
I just love it. But, you know, and Clint Eastwood used to be the mayor of Carmel.
Yes, he did.
Her other guy crush on. Anyway, I always like it when Carol goes on a show and tells a story about her early days. Because remember, she's going to be 91. She has seen so many things. She's just a damn treasure.
She really is.
Here's a great story.
There was a story about getting fired from a job at a movie theater.
I was working, it was summer, and I was 18, something like that, and I was working as an usherette, what they called, at Warner Brothers Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. And we wore these funny outfits then, they were like harem outfits, but I had a whole thing with epaulettes and a funny hat.
The shoulder deals, you know, yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. Anyway, and that was way back in the covered wagon days when people would just come in at any time when the movie was going on and sit down rather than waiting for it to start. And it. So I'm in front of aisle 2 door this one night, and I'm standing there, and this couple comes in, and it's the last 5 minutes of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train. Now, Hitchcock, of course, was the master of suspense. Last 5 minutes, and this couple, dumb, they wanted to be seated the last 5 minutes. I said, it's going to start all over again in about 10 minutes. Get some popcorn, go to the bathroom, go to... No, you can't. So I'm standing there preventing them from going into, see, now the manager comes up and the manager just says, what's going on here? And this woman says, she won't let us sit down. We want to go to sit down. And I said, Mr. Batten, that was his name, Batten. I said, it's Hitchcock. You know, I'm such a movie fan and it would just ruin it for them. And they're complaining. He looks at me and he says, Burnett. And I said, yes. He went, and he ripped off an epaulet.
I love drama.
Like a cartoon.
I totally. I was fired on the spot. 65 cents an hour down the drain. And so now the nice part is two parts. Years later, when they said, where do you want your star on Hollywood Boulevard?
Right outside theater entrance.
Exactly.
And then here's one more thing, theater story.
A few years ago, they were kind of gutting out that theater. It's now called the Pacific Theater. And my husband went to them and said, what are you going to do with door two? And they were going to destroy it or whatever. He said, can we have it? So we got the door, and the door to aisle two is in my home.
And believe me, I have a photograph.
There it is.
It's a beautiful door.
Beautiful wooden door with different stained glass windows.
Yeah. That's the real door.
That's the real door. And that exit sign was from 1929 at Warner Brothers, so I stole that, too. And then down the hall in our house, I also now have a poster, a wonderful poster, of Strangers on a Train, starring Farley Granger and Robert Walker. And it was autographed years ago to me by Alfred Hitchcock, who said, I'm sorry about your job.
Beautiful. You know what? How could it possibly work out better than that? Cara Burnett, not just an American treasure, a spiteful and vengeful woman.
It was so, it was just so good. And I loved her talking about Palm Royale because Norma, I think that's her character.
Yes, it is.
She just went on and on about how fun it is to act with Ricky Martin and what a wonderful actor he is. And that there's no dialogue for her because she's coming out of a stroke.
She just,
and she just said, the director just said, kind of wing it however you think someone would talk after waking up.
So fun.
From being in a coma.
It's so, and she's great in it.
She really is. Theme stealer.
Kristen Wiig is so good. I think she's so good. That is a fun show now.
And did you finally understand watching that opening credit that it's a Casino Royale, the whole James Bond thing of the title opening with the bullseye and the girl falling through? Watch the opening
credits. All right,
because
I always skip the opening credits.
It's definitely a little homage to James Bond. And in this case, you know, the hijinks that are going on here are spy-like.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's a good show, people. And that is on...
Apple Plus.
Mm-hmm. That's called Palm Royale.
Yeah, Palm Royale. Anyway, was just good.
She was darling.
Maybe Lorna Landvik will know how to lobby.
I love it that you're going to pass the football. Yeah. Lori doesn't want to do the work. I can't believe Carmel by the Sea hasn't volunteered over there. Allie, you know her.
I don't know. I mean, remember when it went viral with Betty White?
Yeah, I don't know what the genesis
of... Maybe Carol has been asked, but I just have a feeling she hasn't.
Oh,
and I was
Lori.
On this bandwagon last fall. I wanted Carol Burnett and Cher to be the musical guest because Cher had her Christmas album.
Hey, and now that we only have 2 months left, you want to put it on the our
onus
listeners.
Of everybody. Yes,
yeah,
everybody.
It's your job.
Try. Let's figure it out, people.
But you do the work,
Julia. Why are you such a taskmaster? Stop it.
Someone has to do it. We need to call Al Franken. Okay, Hammernix is having a big sales going on right now. We've been talking about National Karistan Month at Hammernix Flooring Solutions, but also they are having a Shaw sale. And Hammernix Flooring Solution has another great one with Shaw's. It's the Shaw Spring Envy event where you can receive up to a $500 rebate on Shaw carpet, luxury vinyl plank, and more. Shaw carries the Pet Perfect collection, great for all of our pet owners. and backed by a 25-year warranty on pet stains. Don't miss out on this incredible offer to transform your home with Hammond Exploring Solutions and Shaw's premium floor products. Visit them today. Take advantage of the Shaw Spring Envy program. I mean, really, between Karistan and Shaw, you've got some options here to buy some really fabulous, fabulous carpet flooring at a great discount. Please take advantage of these. Go visit one of your Hammond Exploring Solutions near you, New Hope, St. Paul, Ann in Hudson, and online.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. We are absolutely delighted to be with one of our favorite local authors and comedian and woman about town, Lorna Landvik. And you were our very first guest for the Lojay Book Club Live.
Oh, and it was so
that
much
was
fun.
So much fun. And yes. The book was Circle of... What was that book?
It was The Last Circle of Love.
I love that book.
We
Thank
love all
you.
Your books,
Thank
Lorna.
You. Chronicles of a Radical Hag still is out there, too. I mean, all your books are great.
I know. The only thing I don't like is when people ask me if Chronicles of a Radical Hag is a memoir.
Right.
I think that would be offensive. I can see where that would hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. So it's National Book Club.
Independent bookstore.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
This Saturday. And you are hosting a big event. Tell us
Well,
about.
I'm in conversation with the Australian writer, Sally Hepworth. Mm-hmm. And I just will have to censor myself because I don't want to say stupid things like...
I hope you do.
Hello, matey. Let's put some shrimp on the barbie. And, you know...
I hope you do. It
no,
would make
I don't.
Her laugh. It would make her laugh.
I think her eyeballs might retreat to the back of her cerebellum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she writes good books.
She does. She had her on before for a couple of books. Mm-hmm. She writes really good books. So this is at Valley Bookstore.
No, it's at the Parkway Theater.
Oh, Parkway. I'm sorry.
Yes. Which is the greatest old theater, and they've, you know, redone it. It's so mod and chic. They have a bar. It's you know, part of my history. I saw a lot of movies there when I was in high school.
Yeah. And they have the good popcorn. Do they still have that?
The Riverview has the
Riverview has the best
superior popcorn.
I'm still doing yesterday's show.
Yeah, right. Florida. He's right.
Yep. So Lori's just going to talk to you.
We did. Okay.
I'm going to go find Carol Burnett.
Well, it's presented
She's
by...
She's in my car.
Yeah, it's presented by Valley Bookseller.
Yeah.
And it's at the Parkway. And is it like 11 or
It's
noon?
11 in the morning.
11 in the morning. Yep. So...
I kind of dig that time.
Same.
You know...
You can go
what
out for lunch.
What are you going to do then? Go have lunch and go have fun?
Yeah, and there's a lot of places on Chicago Avenue near there. Also, they have a thing, if 10 people, you know, a group of 10 people want to come, then they can call or contact Pamela Klingerhorn, mm-hmm. who's the book maven of the world, and they can have a 20-minute you know, chat with Sally in the green room.
Oh, wow.
And I'll try to find, let's see. Yes, they can contact Pamela at pkhorn@mchsi.com if they have a group of 10 or 10. More.
And we linked to our website, The Parkway, because there were still tickets available. And Sally is talking about her latest book, Darling Girls. Do you recommend it?
Yes, I admire thriller writers. I don't think I could ever write a thriller.
Really?
No, because you would know who did it by page four. You know, I like to write about the mysteries of the human heart, but not about murders and who did it.
Yeah.
And you know how if you read a thriller and you know, like midway, okay, this person did it. And it's disappointing, but this is very twisty.
Yeah. So. I feel like a lot of them lately, though, I don't feel like we know.
Yeah, we have.
Like a lot of good thrillers lately that we don't know till the very end.
The very end. But
which I love.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
It could go anyway.
Yeah.
So do you know as a writer that you just, that's not your genre? Like if someone asked you if you would write a book, you know, pick another genre that you wouldn't do, like a memoir.
Well, I have such a bad memory. I remember.
You do not.
No, I remember really obscure things, but not, you know, not like the first time I had a cough drop.
Oh.
No. So I don't think I'd write a memoir because I do, you know, I'm a private person. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I like to keep my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just like to enter the world of everyone else in fiction.
Yeah, so, well, your one so Hollywood book is a little memoir. That one. What's the name of that book?
That's Best to Laugh.
And Best to Laugh.
That was the closest autobiographical.
Yeah, that book, you know, I want to be a TV series.
Well, would you get on it,
Lori?
That's going to be your new title, Lori.
She's gonna,
producer.
Yeah. I did find a picture of us but a picture of Reese Witherspoon really close to us.
Yeah, right.
Because Lori threatens after every book, everyone's on. I'm just going to text.
Not every book. That
I'm
going
to text Reese
true.
Right now. This has to be something. But it would be fun if she answered once.
Yes, it would be. Mm-hmm. Reese,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Well,
what do you do? Like when you are interviewing another author, do you have the same like 7 or 8 questions that you ask, or do you make it fine-tuned for the author and the specificity of the book? What's your style?
I think you guys know by now I don't like to prepare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just like to wing it. Yeah. So, I'm always very curious about how other writers write. Mm-hmm. So I will ask questions about where do these ideas come from? I want to know about her life. I want to know everything. and just play it by ear. She might lead me somewhere like, oh, I've never been to Minnesota. You know, what would you recommend? So I can.
What are you going to recommend?
Well, I would say go to Sea Salt at Minnehaha Falls.
Yes.
If she's got a day off. Because they're open now.
They're open now. They are open now. That's a fun spot. I love that.
You could just take her right next door to the Apostle. What is that?
Yeah, next
Dinner Club? Apostle, yeah. What's it?
Apostle Dinner Club. I don't know if they're open for lunch, but I should investigate.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you her companion for the day, or do you just get her during the time at the park?
No, they have me on a very short leash.
They do.
They don't.
Silly of them.
No,
they
don't
really
trust me.
She would really have fun with you.
If she does have time, I would love to spend time with her.
Yeah, well.
But usually they're so scheduled.
Yeah, she's probably doing.
They have helpers and escorts.
I'm just glad that authors are coming back to the Twin Cities again.
I know.
We didn't have, you know.
For
so long, it was just like we got chopped off the list.
And I'm speaking to all these listeners out there who agree with me that when you guys go, it's going to be a void for writers because you are such good promoters for writers and reading.
Thank you.
No.
We're going to figure out how, because I've heard that from a lot of the people that are with the PR people.
And it's not like we're not going to not read sitting. And
we'll still have Lori Julia on Twitter and Lori and Julia on Instagram. And we'll try to figure out because we love reading.
And we like just talking to people about the books they write.
We love to read. So we'll have to figure out a way to fund that.
Right.
Yeah. And you're so different. I mean, I've been to many interviews where the interviewee or interviewer will look at me kind of with the glazed, you know, and I know they haven't read the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know.
That's got to be the worst feeling.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of them don't. I mean, because it's timely. It's right. It's time consuming.
Well, then
you know?
Don't. Jenna Bush Hager reads those books for the Today Show.
Oh, I'm sure those who have the book club
if
do.
If you have a book club, you have to read the book if you're going to talk to somebody about it. Otherwise, you lose all credibility.
Right. And I'm talking about, you know, people who did The Weather
You're so funny.
Ann Arbor.
You're so funny. That's a great place to do weather. I'd like to live there. Okay, so Lorna Lamvick is with us. So do you have, like, I'm looking, like, I have kept pretty much all your books that you've been on for. And one of them that I just think is still hysterical, the view from Mount Joy. Mm-hmm. Do you ever want to go back, you know, to some of these other characters? Because I know you did once when you wrote Once in a Blue Lodge.
Blue Moon Lodge,
That was a...
Continuation of the lives of the people in Patty Jane's House of Curl. Yeah, because they, throughout the years, would just yammer at me like, hi, we're still here. What's going on?
And we're aging. Tell our story.
Yeah, so, but that hasn't happened with other books. Occasionally, I'll think of characters in other books, and I'll think, oh, I wonder what they're doing, and then I remember, they're not alive.
Yeah.
They weren't that good. they had a short life. That's so funny.
Right. What you think of? But thank you for, you know, I always like when people mention books that, you know, aren't in the top tier of... Mm-hmm.
That book, I just got such a kick out of her.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the cheerleader. I just got a kick of her out of her. I thought that was super fun. But all of your books, and Chronicles of a Radical Hague, again, Hazel.
Yeah.
Thank you. But all of them, they're so good. Do you want to stay? Can you stay with us for a hot second?
I thought this was a slumber party. I'm here all night.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Lorna Lamvick. If you have any questions, you can shoot us an email or give Ellie a call. Hey, everybody, it's Lori and Julia here from Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skin Clinic with locations in Golden Valley and Maple Grove. I had a hydrafacial done today. And one of the things that, you know...
You are glowy.
Thank
you. You're dewy.
What I realize is that their hydrafacial is all-inclusive.
Yes.
Sometimes you go to people and they're like, well, do you want the anti-aging serum? Do you want the...
Oh, and you get the add-on price.
The add-ons. It's all-inclusive. They look at your skin, analyze it, figure out what's going to be the best. Then you have the beautiful red light on that just kind of works and calms everything down. I just feel like I'm in such good hands there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know...
And you got the Color Science SPF.
I got
SPF.
The Color Science.
It's the most amazing product. It's like a filter in a tube with sunscreen and tint.
And they have beautiful products, great people. And again, you can even go there for consultation. They're wonderful. MPLSskin.com for more information.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're hanging out with Lorna Lamvick. We can't stop talking.
I can't stop talking books.
We're talking books and talking about listening to books and sometimes listening versus reading and the joy there. And you're like, have you guys heard of Kristen Hanna? And we're like, we love her. The women we thought was really different because of the Vietnam. You know, so much historical fiction that we've read is World War II.
Yeah.
And having a historical fiction about Vietnam, that was really a new experience.
Women. The women of Vietnam.
The women, yes. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
I listen when in my car.
So you can get a lot read in your car.
Yeah, you can.
Just around the city, mm-hmm. you know?
Not when, so. But you should listen to My Tech first during the hours.
She does.
I know you do. And then you can switch, but you should listen to The Covenant of Water.
That would be a lot of
it's CDs a long,
on,
yeah.
Right? It is heavenly.
I've heard. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you read The Council of Dolls?
No.
Oh, sorry.
You recommend that? Are you in a book club, Lorna?
I am in a book club.
How many?
There are 10 of us.
Okay. And then are you just in one book club with 10 women? Or
I
10
am,
people?
But I go to many book clubs.
You do.
I'm going to one book club tonight.
You are. And do people reach out to you on Facebook or how do they arrange that?
This was.
You got to know
they
somebody.
They won me at an auction. I will donate book
nice.
Clubs a lot.
Nice.
And yeah, or people will email me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm bad at Facebook. But
yeah.
I email and yeah.
Okay. Tell me the name of that book you just said.
A Council of Dolls. And the woman is. Her last name is Powers. She is local, and it's just, her language is so beautiful. Mm. It's about three Native women, grandma, mother, daughter, and it's just, wow.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, how, it's amazing. You have such a gift. I mean, your books are amazing, too. It's so cool. I think reading is the best escape ever.
I do too. I love how you can just be transported without getting up out of your chair.
How do you find out what book you want to read next? Do you mostly, is it word of mouth through your friends? Do you have a magazine or a list?
Well, there are these two women named Lori and Julia. Okay. And along with that, I'll read reviews in the New York Times, in the Star Tribune.
Yes, Chris Hewitt's doing a great job.
Publishers Weekly, see what's new. My book club this month, we just picked our new book, and it's Virgil Wander, which I've already read, by Leif Enger, who is such a good writer.
Yes.
I loved that.
I know, me too.
Had him on for that book.
Oh, yes, for that book.
Such a nice guy.
That is such a great book.
I know. So I'm glad that I get to just revisit it.
Yeah.
And people will take me aside and tell me, oh, have you read this? And I'm also, you know, it isn't true that you can't judge a book by its cover. You can, because that's often the why I pick out a book.
100%.
You know,
100%.
Oh, that looks good.
Oh, no, that's how we judge.
Yeah. In fact, we'll look at, sometimes we'll get sent a book and we'll just, based on the cover, one of us will say, I can't.
No,
I can't. This is
going to
be a terrible book. Look at the cover.
I know, but sometimes we writers don't
have control.
What was the book that we just heard about the other day? Oh, here, I have it right here. The Gannon Girls. Did you ever read that book back in the day?
No, it's ringing a very vague bell.
It's a nice pulpy, about two sisters who are identical twins and they play games with the men in their lives.
We had listeners call in.
Sydney Sheldon.
And tell us what kind of books they always recommend.
I wish a camera could have been on your face, Lori, because your crossed eyes were classic.
I just loved reading my grandma's quote-unquote dirty books, you know. I mean, I read a Harlequin romance when I was like in fourth grade, and I was like, it's not as good as Nancy Drew, but you know, then like by, you know, seventh grade, I was like, oh, reading Sydney Sheldon and finding kind of the racier.
And wondering what Nancy Drew would have done with the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, I learned a lot about sex from reading these types of books. Totally. The Valley of the Dolls by Jacqueline Susann. She had a lot of things to impart.
You know, we did that play, The Valley of the Dolls, years ago. And it was so much fun. Our dolls, you know, our pills were hot tamales and M&M's. So to be on stage, and I was Jennifer North.
You were the beautiful
international sex symbol. And I had balloons helping my physique. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Oh, I bet. Because you used to do your margarita thing in January at the Bryant Lake Bowl. Are you still doing that?
I changed it up a little bit. I did a show in January. And now I'm with the Masters of Improv at Crooners. We do once a month.
You do?
Yeah, with old Dudley Riggs people.
Oh, fun.
It's really fun.
Is it a Sunday or what day of the week is it?
It's usually Sunday. They think that our sweet spot is about 5:30 at night.
I love that. But that's a perfect time on a Sunday because you don't want to be out late.
Yes. So Masters at the end of May, we're there. Yeah, it's really fun.
And is it improv the way like someone just throws out a thing and off you guys go?
Yeah.
Why do you like improv so much?
I like improv so much because you just get to make it up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I did stand-up, I hated that they expected you to do the same 5 minutes over and over until you honed it. And improv is just, it's acting. You can be different people. And
that's why we weren't good at it. Mm-hmm. We're not good actresses.
Oh, I was so bad at improv when we did Project Down and Dirty. I was painfully bad.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet if you continued, you know, going to
get
classes,
out of your uncomfortable spot.
You would improve like you wouldn't believe.
Were you original at Dudley Riggs? I mean, one of the, not in the 70s, but I mean, you were a Dudley Riggs.
No, when I came back from L.A. audition in 89, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And was that just a highlight for you to be part of that group?
You know, Julia, there have been many highlights. It was so much fun. One of the highlights. I certainly had so much fun with those people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun. Just to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I was in plays, I would walk, and often my now 33-year-old daughter was a baby, and I would have her on my chest. And I remember in, it was either the bad seed or... Yeah, so I'd rehearse my lines. I'd walk with this baby, you know, just mumbling, and people would, because this was pre, you know, had everybody talking on their Bluetooth.
You just really did talk to yourself.
And, you know, the county would try to wrest that baby from my chest. You're too crazy. But, yeah, so I think that's why I like
the improv.
Writing, too, because you just get to make it up, but you also get to refine it and edit and go back. You can't do that in improv,
Are you working on a book right now?
I'm almost done.
Okay, and?
And
can you tease what it's about?
I will. I can't because I don't. But I did tell Lori, because I know she's a huge fan, the title might have Elvis in it.
Oh.
Okay, so if you were to say that... The
you got to give us might, first dibs
the date
on
that
the
it might come out.
Absolutely.
No, please, please.
You got it.
When's the date that that might come out?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
I got to... Yeah, I got to finish it.
Right. Yeah. Just that detail.
Yeah.
One small thought.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Oh, you write, your books are amazing and everybody loves you. Do you have like a circle? Like, do you hang out with Kent Kruger, Jess Laurie? Who name drops some more people in the Twin Cities?
Brian Freeman.
That is so funny. Yesterday we had a happy hour with Kent Kruger and Sarah Stonich. And Matt Goldman. Have you ever had that?
Yes, we had Sarah on for Pebbles of Granite Island.
Yes, Granite Island.
Because she is a friend. She went to high school with a friend of mine.
Oh, my gosh.
At Proctor High School.
Oh, wow.
And so she was one of our very first authors.
She really was. These Granite Islands.
Yes.
Right? Or something.
We had on like maybe in 2003.
And have you had Matt Goldman?
No. What does he write?
He's really good. He lived in L.A. for a long time, wrote for Seinfeld, Ellen.
Oh, really?
Came back and writes mysteries, and they're set here. And he wrote a standalone that's Carolina Moon, beautiful, set in Beaufort, South Carolina, where I just was. But his protagonist in the mystery books is a guy named Neil Shapiro.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's a good writer.
He's funny and a good mystery writer, too.
All right, so all the writers do know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You move it. Yeah. It's a small circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a fun circle. And we, you know, you're even Kent, who is like the king of, Minnesota books, you're just always trying to figure out, okay, is there a way to do this? Or, you know,
is there
an ultimate secret that we all need to know? And there really isn't.
There really,
no.
But you're such a lovely writer. Thank you for being on Good Luck at your event at the Parkway.
Thank you.
Lauren will be interviewing Sally Hepworth for her new book, Darling Girls. Yep. It starts at 11 at the Parkway. We've got a link up for tickets.
Yeah.
Lorna.
Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.
Do some talk.
We'll be back.